The legislature's Health and Human Services Committee spent most of the day today hearing testimony on five bills submitted by Governor Paul LePage, which are aimed at improving the state's child welfare system. The measures are drawing support and opposition. Joining me now is Maine Public Radio's political correspondent Mal Leary. Mal, what do these five bills attempt to do?
Well, Nora, the five bills try to do a lot. They were submitted by the governor in response to a study done by the Government Oversight Committee's Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability. The spur for the study was the death of two young girls last winter from alleged abuse. The study found weaknesses in the state's child welfare system. The bills would increase funding for foster care, more caseworkers and supervisors, and the purchase of a new computerized case management system. There's also a bill to change the state's criminal history laws to allow greater exchange of information among state agencies. And there's a bill proposing failure of mandated reporters of possible abuse would then become a crime.
And you said there is both support and opposition. Who gave testimony in support and what was it?
Well, there was broad support saying the state's not doing enough to investigate potential abuse cases. Some call for even more staff to be hired than is in the governor's proposal. Some who testified also said there should be additional training for all child protective workers. And there were those who argued the whole hearing process is being rushed.
Now, what do you mean by rushed, or what did they mean? I feel like most people would be thinking that protecting kids is a pretty high priority and the legislature needs to act now.
And I think you're right, but one provision under consideration would change the state's long-held policy that family reunification should be the first goal in a child abuse or neglect situation. Some testified that while the policy might need some modification, the committee should have a thorough discussion with policy experts on whether that's the best way for the child in the long run. Others argued the panel itself should not be considering some of the proposals where it has no expertise. For example, normally changes to the Criminal History Record Act laws goes to the Judiciary Committee for consideration, and proposals to criminalize actions go to the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee.
Are those the areas that drew opposition at the hearing then?
They did draw opposition, Nora. The criminal history record law governs who has access to both publicly available data, such as convictions, but it also covers data as when someone's been charged but not convicted. It also covers information law enforcement may have developed during an investigation. Concerns are that sort of information should stay accessible only to law enforcement and not to DHS caseworkers.
So I'm guessing there's also opposition to making non-reporting a crime.
Oh, they're certainly right there. The Maine Hospital Association and the Maine Medical Association were among the groups opposing the criminalization of failure to report. Basically, current law expects mandated reporters to make a judgment that an incident deserves to be investigated. If not, reporting becomes a crime. Opponents argue doctors and social workers of all the 32 professions that are mandated reporters will feel they need to report some incident, even when they don't think abuse or neglect was involved, because they fear criminal prosecution. The committee was listening to that one, Nora, because late this afternoon, as they went into work session on the legislation, they voted 8-2 against that particular bill.
So what's next for these five bills?
The committee's holding work sessions on the five bills, as they just did on that particular bill. The bills with price tags will get a second review by the appropriations before the whole legislature comes in later this week to deal with those bills and all those other things that were left from they last recessed.
Political correspondent Mal Leary, thank you so much.